Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am finally here with my mother. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, and I am so sorry for the delay. It is all Cox Cable's fault.
So if you're one of the few people that try to listen to this right when it comes out, you'll notice that it came out late. We usually record Sunday nights, but my mom's internet went out.
Over 24 hours.
Okay, yes.
Started.
So
I'll turn it to Rachel.
It is now the middle of the afternoon on Monday, which our podcast has usually been up for a few hours now, but we are just now recording it, and that's okay. Mom, did you get your internet fixed? Clearly, yes. How'd it go?
Okay. So there's a story.
Okay.
It keeps going in and out and in and out and in and out, and it's very annoying because everything's tied up to our internet. Everything. Mm-hmm. Should I be saying that? Yes. Okay. So we had a person come out and he actually put in a new router modem combo box from their company. And Cox Cable is the only thing you can get in Santa Barbara. They have a monopoly. And they promised it would do better. The speed would be faster. We paid $12. That's $12.
That's a lot.
That would buy me some chicken to eat or something.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. So they came out and he put this big old thing on it and da-da-da-da-da, and it worked for like a day, sketchy, then it kept going in and out. And then yesterday it went out for good. So the guy came today, finally. Very nice guy. They were all very nice.
Yes.
Okay.
But are they capable?
I don't think they're capable of handling the pandemic usage of the internet waves.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, so he goes, oh, this big thing shouldn't be on here. So he took that big thing off. He goes, why did you put this thing on here? And I go, well, I don't know. You guys did it. And he goes, well, what happens is if you keep having error messages, after so many error messages, it's just going to shut you down. And that's what it did.
But so how did he fix it?
He just took that big honking thing off the back that screws it in. And he's just screwed it in with a normal cable.
But then what fixes the original problem?
Nothing. Cox Cable is just not able to keep up with all the people on the interwaves.
Do you pay for the best internet or do you pay for
yes,
like,
we do. Because
the best of the best?
In Santa Barbara, yes. The top tier.
That would stress me out.
And we didn't think there was another top tier. And they go, oh no, there's one more for $12 more a month. And we're like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you're fixed. You're here. You're good. Would you like to tell us the holidays of today?
Yes, I would.
Please
I
tell
would
us.
Indeed.
Continue.
Today is National Kite Flying Day.
Let's fly a kite.
Come on, Mary Poppins.
To the highest heights. Okay.
Tomorrow's National Pizza Day.
Love a pizza.
And it's also National Toothache Day. You'd think they'd put Toothache Day with National Candy Day or something.
You know what? I had a dental hygienist, she was so rude. I yelled at her and I didn't yell at her. I was just like, can you stop being rude? I literally said, stop being rude to me. Because she was like, you have really bad teeth. I was like, thanks.
You have beautiful teeth.
I know. But like cavity wise, she was like, you have really bad teeth cavity wise. I was like, I know. And she's like, you should stop eating sugar. I was like, I don't eat sugar. She goes, well, stop drinking soda. I said, I don't drink soda. And she was like, well, you need to stop eating so many carbs then. And I was like,
wow.
I'm vegan. All I have is vegetables and carbs. And she's like, well, you need to stop eating pizza. And I was like, who are you?
Wow. There
Just
was such a nice way
teeth.
To say that. Your teeth are more prone to cavities than the average Jane. So that's a nicer way to say that. People.
Just like, go away. And she was so rude to me for so many other reasons. Anyway, to the point where I said, stop talking to me.
I don't like being scolded when I go.
Yeah, I was like, I brush and floss and mouthwash. I do everything you guys tell me to do. Maybe you should figure out another reason.
Yeah. Or you're not doing this right. Or you're not doing this right. Or, you know, and you can't reply because their fingers are in your mouth. And it stresses me out anyway because they're very close to my brain working in there. So, come on. Don't scold me.
This was also before I got Invisalign. I had braces and my teeth didn't get super crooked, but they kind of got a little off. And so I did end up getting Smile Direct later in life. But before I got Smile Direct, she's like, you know, your teeth are really crooked. And I was like, okay. And she's like, you should get that fixed. So I was like, I'm fine with the way my teeth look. She goes, no, you're going to have to get dentures if you keep letting them get like this.
Wow.
And I was like, leave.
I hope you didn't go back to her.
No, I didn't. I never went back to that dentist again.
Thank you. I would tell them why too. Nicely, like, because I can say it nicely.
Yeah, she was like, do you want this done? I was like, does it cost more money? She's like, yes. Then, and I was like, then no. She's like, ugh. I was like, don't me you back, woman. Anyway, continue.
Wednesday's National Umbrella Day, which is kind of funny here in Southern California, but okay.
What's an umbrella?
What's it used for? We don't know. Keeping the sun off our heads?
Pretty much.
Thursday, Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Rachel!
You're welcome. Continue.
It's National Guitar Gay.
Guitarg?
I thought I said that wrong. I'm like, did I hear what I think I just said? Or did I? Was that in my head? National Guitar Day. You know what's a great channel to watch guitar stuff?
Gifted Guitars by Christopher Ballinger?
Yes.
Does he go by Chris or Christopher on the internet? I think he goes by Chris.
His name is Christopher.
Correct. My name is also Rachel, but you call me Boo Boo Bear. So you're one to talk.
Okay. Pet names are different than your name.
You also call me Ray. Colleen calls me Ray Bay. Everyone nicknames me. Why can't you nickname Christopher?
I have a nickname for him, but I'm not allowed to say it.
No. Well, I created that nickname.
Yes,
but why?
She did.
Why is it like I call Colleen Bean and I'm allowed to call her nicknames, but for some reason you do not allow nicknames for Christopher?
Because I liked Christopher. Well, Dad named him Christopher, not Chris. His name's not Chris.
My name isn't Ray Bay.
Because we used to call him Topher when he was little. We don't call him that now, but that was before you came along.
But like, why am I allowed to be Ray Bay, Rach, Rachy,
well,
Ray
if
Ray.
It bothers you, then just say
it
Mom.
It doesn't bother me.
It bothers him when I call him that other name.
I know. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how he wants to be referred to as Chris. And that is a nickname for Christopher. Why is he not allowed to shorten his name, but everyone can shorten my name and you don't care? You shorten it as well.
That's different.
Why?
It just is.
No, it is not.
I like the sound of Christopher.
You don't like the sound of Rachel?
I love the sound of Rachel.
Then why can we shorten my name and not his when he introduces himself as Chris and then you are annoyingly in the corner go, Topher. I'm just pointing out your hypocrisy. I'm just letting you be aware of it. I don't care. I'm just letting you know that you're doing something that doesn't make sense.
Friday is Abraham Lincoln Day.
Cool.
Saturday is National Cheddar Day. Not one that you celebrate, though.
I have vegan cheddar.
Is it cheddar? Is it, Rachel?
It's like made from cashews. I don't know.
It's wax. Okay.
It's non-melty stuff.
Sunday's Valentine's Day, but we refer to it as Trent's birthday.
I also refer to it as Valentine's Day.
And Trent's birthday. Try to shorten Trent. Trent. You can't.
We elongate his name. You say Trenty.
Well, not anymore.
No, but you did. So why are you allowed to change his name but not Christopher's?
I used to call Colleen Coco. Coco Bean. Coco.
I call Colleen Bean all the time.
Yeah.
So I just...
Anyway. So what do we got today, Rachel? What's going on?
Well, before we move on to the news of today, you're sweating because I called you out, Mom.
No, because you're so something. I don't know the word for it.
That's the best way to describe
me. Argumentative.
You are so something.
You're something, Rachel. Something else.
I just noticed that it was if a human being says, I would like to be called this.
If he wants to be called Christopher, that's fine. But since we gave him the name Christopher,
You just said, Mom, that is an issue in 2021. But you also just said, if he wants to be referred to as Christopher, I will refer to
My brain and my mouth are not connected to it. It's been a heck of a morning. So, if Christopher would like to be referred to as Chris to the other million of people in the world besides his mother, that's great.
You know, there's a... Okay. I was just going to get into some trans issues, but I understand.
Do you call him Chris?
No, I call him Christopher.
See? So why are you jumping on my...
Because I don't correct people when they say Chris.
Well, see, because he was Christopher all the way till like high school. And then people would come over and say, hey, Chris. I'm like, his name's Christopher.
That's weird. That's weird, Mom.
Why is that weird?
Because people have nicknames.
Okay, but they chose that nickname. He didn't. I didn't.
But he is choosing it now.
Is he? Or is it just easier?
If he was like, I would like to be called Brad from now on, we would... And he asked us to call him Brad from now on. I don't know why I chose that name. We would have to respect that and call him Brad.
I would say, hey, Christopher Brad. Because yes. I would mess up because for 30, almost 40 years, he's been Christopher.
Yes, but if he asked you, Mom, stop calling me Christopher, only call me Chris.
I would mess up, but I would do that.
Okay. At least we're there. Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today before we move on to our news. Sponsor. So.
Oh, no.
You froze. And she is frozen. She's there. And
you're there.
That's not my internet. I just got a new box as well.
Your internet connection is unstable, it says.
That's to you.
Of course it is.
You.
You. I know. I'm in agreement with you. I do not like Cox Cable. I need to find my calm because it's not with Cox Cable.
Do you want to borrow my worry stone? You rub it when you're worried.
There would be nothing today. It would be left down to nothing.
All right. We're going to start today with what brought the internet together this week.
Not Cox Cable.
No, that pulled us apart. It's from the Super Bowl halftime show with The Weeknd. The meme of him going around this room of lights looking confused and worried is now what's going around the internet. People are like, what my pizza rolls see in the microwave, me trying to find my mom in the grocery store. It's a meme / video of him looking confused in a room of lights.
It's him.
The Weeknd. The artist that performed at the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Oh, I have no idea.
That happened.
Did you see it?
Did you not watch the Super Bowl?
I didn't have internet.
Oh, that's right.
If I don't have internet, I don't have TV.
That's right. I forgot about that cute little fact.
Mm-hmm.
You should have come back down to Colleen's.
I know.
Yeah. All right. And then the Cecilia, I asked people, tell me a new segment you want to try. So we're trying this one out. Cecilia said, maybe you can do a new segment called TikTok Trends where you go over the TikTok trends for that week. So the two things that I saw everyone talking about and trend-wise was that tomato cheese pasta thing.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't try it out, but everyone I knew tried it out tried it out.
Yeah, so it was really good.
You put a block of what, feta?
Feta cheese. You put in cherry tomatoes. I'll try to get my brain to work. Cherry tomatoes, olive oil, salt, pepper, and in the center of that, you put in a block of feta cheese. You bake that. In the meantime, you're making your pasta noodles, whatever kind you want. And then when it's cooked, after half an hour, you stir the tomatoes and the feta cheese together, and then you add in the noodles. Oh, there was also garlic that you put in the thing in the oven. Yeah. And then you stir it all together and you add some Parmesan cheese and bada bada bing.
But sounds good.
It was so good. And then we made that at Colleen. So when I came home, I made it again, but we put in chicken and it was really good.
There you go. And then another thing I saw going on TikTok is apparently we've been putting trash bag liners incorrectly inside out in the trash bag. And I gotta say, does it make a difference?
No. Did you try it?
No, I don't care.
Me either.
I don't care.
The way I do it. The only thing I do different is I put little hooks on the sides of my trash cans. Okay, so here's your trash can.
Yeah.
And here's the open.
Yeah.
And then I always do the pulley. What are those called? They have handles on them. I put those handles and hook them underneath so that, you know, when you throw things in, the trash bags always collapse inside themselves.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So if you hook those little, what are those things called? Those little strings you pull out. If you hook those two with the sides, then it doesn't collapse in.
The pull strings?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hook those to the little tabs, the little stick-on tabs on the side of your trash cans.
Command strip tabs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I get where you're going. I couldn't figure out where you were.
Trash doesn't go like this, and then you're hitting the and so your trash can stays clean.
Mom, that's a TikTok hack.
Wendy Bellissimo showed me that.
Doesn't mean it's not a TikTok hack. I'm saying no. Like, I want you to put it on the internet. I haven't seen that yet on TikTok. I want you to put it on the internet.
Okay. All right.
Do that for me. All right. Two news things that I wanted to talk about that no one asked me to talk about, but I thought worth mentioning. The name Gwen was trending in California yesterday. Don't know why. Didn't look into it. Just got a screenshot sent to me. So, Mom, you were trending. Didn't know about it.
Because I was angry about Cox Cable.
She didn't have internet, and that's why she's trending on the internet.
And like, then, where is she? I'm never on. Okay.
Sad news. Actor Dustin Diamond, who played Screech in Saved by the Bell, died at age 44 after being diagnosed with cancer only weeks before.
Oh.
So that sucks. Yeah. All right. The news you guys asked me to talk about. Rosa wants me to talk about the fact that Jeff Bezos is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. He made enough money. He's done.
It's time for someone else to step in and
make the same amount of money and continue ruining the earth. Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, Jeff Bezos slept 8 hours a day and only worked 3 hours a day. Like, he was the least workable working human at Amazon. I guess if you
makes
know,
me wonder what he did.
Nothing. He just collected money. It was that he only made 3 decisions a day. That's what it was.
Okay, sure, buddy.
Ashley wants me to talk about how Apple is releasing an Apple Watch case to make it look like an old school iPod. I saw this. You know those old school like nano iPods? Like just like how we didn't have iPhones.
Right.
We had iPods.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, I had one too. So there's a case now for your Apple Watch where you can take just the little thing and put it in the thing to make it look like a freaking
Why?
Apple just keeps going backwards.
It's very nice just to have it on your wrist.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But like, we progressed past that. Why are we going back?
Right. But yeah, okay. Maybe do it in 30 years and it can be retro. But
yeah, like we do with cassette tapes and record players and whatnot.
Right.
Are we that far past it that now it's a throwback?
No.
It's like when they were like, hey, use wireless earbuds, but also here's this wire you can attach to them so that they don't get lost. Like, we're a bunch of idiots. Lizzie wants me to talk about how JoJo was on Jimmy Fallon. She announced that she is in Canada working on a musical, and I went, oh, I had no idea that's what she was doing up there. And I texted her after I watched the interview. I was like, I literally didn't know why you were in Canada. She was like, you're the worst. I was like, I'm the best big sister ever. I knew she was there for work. But every time I've talked to her the past month, all we've talked about is like her and her girlfriend and life and whatnot. I'm not asking her about her job. Like, she complained that how early the rehearsals are for her thing. But like, I'm not being like, tell me your project. I'm like, girl, tell me your feelings. Tell me your friendships. Tell me your relationships. I'm not asking what she's doing. But on Jimmy Fallon, she revealed that she is dating someone. And then today, right before we recorded this podcast, she revealed who her girlfriend is. Oh,
she did.
Kylie. I've only met Kylie through FaceTime. Their relationship is adorable. It's the cutest. Just happiness all over the place. I'm not going to give any more info than what JoJo's already given, obviously.
Not your place.
That's not my place, but yes to all of it. Full support over here. It's adorable. It's cute. JoJo just keeps wowing the internet, just keeps doing things that makes everyone go, yes, yes, it's what the world needs. Maisie wants me to talk about merch release. So I am working on new merch. It should be released in March. That's all I have. Because I literally don't know the designs yet. Me and my designer, Anthony, are working on them right now. So that's all.
That'll be exciting.
Yes. All right. And then Ashley wants me to talk about Gorilla Glue Girl. I screenshotted her actual.
She put it in her hair.
Yes. Tessica Brown. So this chick, Tessica Brown, posted a TikTok saying, so if you know me, you know this has been my hairstyle for the past month, and it's not by choice. This woman ran out of hairspray, but in her house found spray Gorilla Glue, which is an intense industrial glue, okay? And it was spray. She's like, I'm just going to put this on my hair. And it hardened, and her hair has not moved in a month. And so they went viral on TikTok. So everyone's been giving her like things to do. They're like, here, try this natural thing. Try this, try that, try this. And she keeps being like, nothing's working. Her hair has been glued to her head for a month. So yesterday she went to the ER, and they sent her home with some things to use. We don't have an update.
She just shave her head?
Yeah, one place, like, so now, like, hair people and beauty salons are seeing it, and they're like, girl,
you gotta
shave your head.
Yeah.
You have to shave your head.
It's not attached to her scalp, though. It's just, like, the top layer, yeah?
I have no idea. It seems attached to her head.
Okay, that's gonna ruin her skin.
Yes, and so they're like, shave your head. You have to shave it.
It's going to take quite a few clippers to get through that crazy glue.
Yes, but they're like, there's no point in trying to salvage that hair. That hair is done for. You're not going to get it out. And like,
it'll grow back.
Well, that's the thing, is she is black, and that hair, depending on her hair type, can take a very, very long time to grow. And it is very like sensitive. So like,
wigs.
Yeah, well,
that's or not just, or just rock the style.
Well, I know, but it's like me just telling you, like, shave your head, mom. Like, that is a big deal. No.
Of course.
Yeah, it's funny, like, that's a thing. It's a thing. So, like, that's the last case, but, like, it seems like that's probably what she's going to have to do. I'll try and keep my eye out, see what happens, see if we have an update next week. But don't put glue in your hair.
Make sure you know what you're putting on yourself.
Yes. Maisie also asked me to talk about the Super Bowl. It happened, and the tampons won.
That's did.
Okay.
I was hoping for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think everyone was hoping for the Chiefs because no one likes Brady. No one likes Brady anymore. Like,
I was just hoping for the Chiefs because I'm from Kansas and my family back there is all rooting for Kansas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Devin asked us to talk about the Free Britney movement and the new documentary Framing Britney. So there's a new Britney Spears documentary. I have yet to watch it, but tell us about it.
I saw it.
Tell me.
What do you want to know?
What was it about?
It was about Britney Spears and the conservatorship thing that's over her. Mm-hmm. And they painted her dad out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you kind of walked away from that kind of feeling sorry for her, but you kind of think, well, maybe she wanted some of that, but I think the whole point was it's hard to get out of a conservatorship. Like if you go into one, you're going to have a hard time getting out of it as the conservatory. She's going to have a hard time getting out of it. They put them in place for a reason. And even if you get better and you think it's just going to be temporary, it's hard to get out of them.
Yeah. So, everything I've seen online is people apologizing, being like, wow, I didn't know that's what she was going through. Cause like she was one of the first ones that we like feel like Hollywood tore down and made.
Yeah. It was
pushed her to a breaking point. Like she was like,
exactly.
The first one.
It was fascinating seeing that even reporters talking, or what are they called?
Paparazzi.
Yeah, thinking they weren't, you know, stepping over the line, but then they realize, oh, they did.
Yeah.
It's just, and you can tell in the interviews, it's like, oh, dude, you should have left her alone.
Yeah. And so, like, I think people start are realizing that more and more now. People still cross the line, still push boundaries.
Yes.
But she was the first one, I feel, that the paparazzi and the media and the public pushed to the breaking point.
Yeah.
And so publicly. And so now that's, the world doesn't know what to do with it because she's the first one we're trying to, like, get back from it, you know? So that's a thing. I have been a part of the Free Britney movement for a long time because I knew that girl went through it and she needs help and not the kind of help she's currently getting. Cammy asked me to talk about the Lady Gaga Oreos. Are you willing to get them? Lady Gaga came out with some Oreos. I saw people getting them. I tried to purchase some, but I don't leave my house, so I couldn't go search for them. So I tried to order them on
Instacart.
Instacart through Vons, and they were out. Tried to order them from Walmart, and they said, oh, we had to delay your order. Don't know when we're going to send it to you because of high demand. And I just ordered them from Target because I was like, I want these. They're supposed to get to my house Thursday. We don't know, but I want to see what's going on. I don't even know if I'm going to be
able to. Are they normal flavor?
Don't know. Don't know. No idea, but I want to try them. So
okay.
I have ordered them 3 times.
They're vegan?
I don't know. Don't even know.
Okay.
We're going to wait and see, Mom. And then Cammy also asked me to talk about flex disc. So on the internet this week, I let you guys know that I tried a flex disc for the first time ever.
And I had to ask you what that was.
Yes.
You didn't say a cup. You said a disc. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's different. It's a cup. The first thing ever, I think, was a Diva cup. I think that was the first ever something of this style, whatever. So I've used tampons my whole life. And then my, over the years, more and more of my friends were like, you got to try this product instead. You got to try this, some sort of form of cup, whatever. And then my best friend on my basketball team, Allison, was like, try a flex disc. And I was like, next time, maybe, blah, blah, blah. And I finally was like, okay, I'm going to try it. Why not? So this last period, people have been telling me for years now to do it. This last period, I was like, I'm going to do it. I got a box. I tried it out. It was, you have to put it in a certain way. And I failed the first few times. But then once I got the hang of it, I loved it. I'm not switching back to tampons unless I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to change it.
You always got to have a backup.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would never want to change it in a public restroom because it's not changing it. You take it out, you rinse it, and then you put it back in. So I would never want to deal with it in like a bathroom stall where I'd have to leave the stall, rinse it in front of some people and go back in. But you only have to change it every 12 hours. So if you do it in the morning in the shower.
Wow.
And then so if you're like take your shower at like 7 a.m. or whatever, you do it in the shower then. And then when maybe you get home from work or school, you can you can work out at 6 and then take a shower at 7 and clean it out again there, or just do it on the toilet at 7. Who cares? But I posted my video about this, and then my friend Allison texted me from my basketball team. She goes, the owner of FlexDisc just texted me. And I was like, wait, what? I completely forgot her friend owns the company.
Oh.
And saw my video and was like, give us her email. We want to send her some stuff. So I just got in the mail. They're removable pouches. They're pouches to help you remove it so you don't make a mess. For if you do have to change it in public or whatever. And they also sent me some like wipes and some other stuff and some foam to clean the discs themselves because they're reusable. Mm-hmm. You can reuse these discs so it's like eco-friendly and blah, 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 blah. But once I got the hang of it, I really, really liked them. I will always have tampons as backups. It's weird. It's hard to get the hang of it at first. But once you do, it's good to go. You're good to go. I highly recommend. 10 out of 10. And this was, I even said that before I knew that my friend's friend owned the company. And last thing, Ashley wanted us to talk about how Charli D'Amelio thought hashtag here for Charli was for her. I don't blame her. I saw people making fun of her, being like, not Charli thinking the hashtag was for her. Guys, you guys do hashtags like that all the time for people. I thought it was for her when I saw it.
Who is it for?
I don't know. I didn't look into it. I didn't care. Oh. I just saw people making fun of her for thinking it was for her.
Oh, no.
Did I freeze?
I don't know what happened. I don't see your face. There you are. Hello.
I pushed a side button on my mouse and it like took me away. What was that?
It just said Rachel Ballinger across the screen.
That was weird. Anyway, but I did click on the hashtag and it was just a bunch of pictures of Charli D'Amelio. So of course she would think the hashtag was for her or something.
Yeah.
That was whatever. And she was trying to be grateful and y'all just made fun of her. So like, I don't know. Stop it. Exactly. Stop it. All right. Before we move on to our game, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right, Mom. Ballinger fan says on the next podcast, can you play Define That Word like you used to? So we are playing Define That Word, and you must define that word, mother. Bum, bum, bum. Mom, define it when someone says bet.
I bet you can't do it. Bet, right? B-E-T, bet?
Yeah, it's like saying bet. All right. Yeah, it's like saying, okay, I accept your challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what that is.
Yeah.
All right. Explain what a simp is. Simp.
A simp.
S-I-M-P. Simp.
Sure. Sure. It has to do with sewage and the sewer. Like what? A sump pump. A something they use in the other towns.
So confident. So love the confidence. It is when you are like so obsessed with someone, you'll do like anything for them, basically. Like it's like standing someone super hard. Your fan, like a huge fan. You're so simp over them.
Say it in a sentence.
Like that guy is simping over that girl. Like he's just like he's just obsessed with them. They'll do anything for them. They do too much. Whatever. All right. What is no cap?
Don't use caps. Don't use any capitalization. Don't do it.
No.
Isn't that what messages are now? Texting is now. No one's allowed to use caps.
No one's allowed to use caps or Why punctuation, not? Apparently. Why not?
It confuses me.
Y'all, I'm really scared about your future authors. The authors of your generation. Because like I saw someone be like, can we end all people who use commas?
No.
That's how do you sentences?
The sentence just goes on and on and on and on.
Do you know what a run-on sentence is?
That's it.
Listen, you can hate the capital letters because for some reason I don't know why, but sure. You just hate
no
the capital
cap.
Letters.
There's no cap to it. There's no top. You can it's sky's the limit. No cap.
Nope.
One it of those means, two? Oh, come on.
No lie.
Oh, no cap, lie.
Cap means lie.
Okay. No so, cap.
No cap means I'm not lying about it. Like okay. I promise, no cap means I promise I'm not lying. All right.
Where do they come up with these?
I don't know. And I have to like just freaking figure out what they mean. What does it mean? Okay, here it is. Sus. S-U-S.
Oh.
Sus.
Sus. Suppose.
Would you like it in a sentence?
I love it in a sentence, please.
Seems a little sus to me.
Oh, wow. That really helped. Suspect. Suspicious.
Suspicious.
There we go. Woo.
So it's like something's questionable or dishonest, but a lot of times people use it to refer to like, they shouldn't do this, but if they think someone might be gay and but the person says that they are straight.
Well, it's none of their business.
It's none of their business, but they'll be like, seems a little sus to me. So that is also how it is used.
You sprinkled with that, Rachel.
Yes, I just sprinkled with that. All right. And then I think we've done these ones before, but we're just going to try it again. Finna. F-I-N-N-A.
Finna. Done. Finished. Final. Complete.
No. It is intending to. Going to.
How does that make any sense?
Like gonna, and then somehow it got to finna.
Someone's lazy with their English vocabulary.
I know. And then the last one is flex.
Flex them muscles. Flex.
That in it, but it that also means that
flex, showing off.
Yes, bragging.
Yeah,
There you go. Very good, Mom. You did it.
I know what? Two or three out of however many?
I don't know. Who cares? I just loved the confidence throughout it. Carla asks, so we're moving on to questions. Carla asks, has the squirrel come back yet?
Yes. Yes. She came back yesterday. I thought for sure she was gone forever. She got hurt. She forgot where I lived, something. But she came back yesterday.
It's the podcast, Mom.
Yes, it is.
She wants to come back for the podcast.
She thought it was yesterday because that's when we normally... Yes, you are correct.
This girl just...
I took pictures and I sent them to Rachel.
She did. And I thought, I'm going to tell the podcast.
Oh, so cute. It's just sitting on my little fence going... The little nuts that I put up there. So cute. Trent saw it too.
Oh, love it. Carla also asked, have you gotten Snoop's DNA results back yet? Yes. So I did a DNA test on Snoop because he was a mutt. I didn't know what he was. And the results are shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking. He was 60-something%.
67%
American Staffordshire Terrier.
Like Worcestershire.
Yeah. Staffordshire Terrier, which is pit bull. Okay. It's a type of pit bull. So 60, what did you say?
Seven.
67% that. And then he was evenly spread out 12.5% on each of the last three things, which is American Bulldog, Cattle Dog, and what was the other one?
I was sure there was Dalmatian in there, but there wasn't.
It's Cattle Dog, Bulldog, and Boxer.
And Boxer, yeah.
So he was 12.5% on all those other three things. I thought he had Lab, Dalmatian. I didn't even think he was that much of a pit bull, but...
Shocking.
Shocking results. Absolutely shocking. Yeah. So that's what he is. And I hear him pitter-pattering around. You saw him earlier, I think. All right. Susan wants to know, what apps could you not live without? Which apps have helped you through COVID-19? Painting by Numbers and Calm have helped me. So first, before we answer this, you can do Paint by Numbers on an app?
Yes, you can. You is touch that... the number with the color that you want and it colors it in for you. You is don't that... go, nee, 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 nee. It just goes, ding, ding,
is
ding.
Is that fun?
It didn't hold my attention, but I'm sure it does. Like painting, like my Dippin' Dots wouldn't hold somebody else's attention, but it holds mine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
well, Susan, yeah. I'm glad that got you through it. I could live without anything. I can cope with all, but obviously I feel like everyone's answer for this would be TikTok. That's what got us through 2020. It was TikTok. Yeah. Yeah. So that's all. Becca wants to know, what's on Gwen's tray?
My phone, my inhaler, my iced tea. There you go.
That's it, guys. That's all of it. All right. And then Hunter's Bella's birthday is in 3 days. Wants to know if I have any construction projects that I'm working on right now. I need to paint my closet doors. That's just a thing that needs to happen. But this week I've decided I'm going to build a chest/bench for my dining room to hold my dog's food bowls and bowls of foods in.
Love it.
That's the goal for this week.
Love
Joy
it.
Joy will be here to supervise me using power drills and power saws in case
tomorrow.
I chop something off.
Tomorrow
night, yeah. But she said she has a court date on Wednesday for a speeding ticket that she's going to fight. So I don't know if she is actually going to come Tuesday. She wants to, but she also will just be gone on Wednesday. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, that's all. That's everything for today.
That's great.
That's it. We did
it,
Mom.
We did it. It was stressful at first, but we did it. I keep now looking for that squirrel, but...
It's not Sunday.
It's not Sunday. Yeah.
It's Monday. All right. I'm going to go edit and post this.
All right.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Rachel, my boo-boo bear.
Rachel? My name is Rachel, not boo-boo bear.
It's Rachel, my boo-boo bear.
Why? Why do I get all the nicknames?
We also used to call you our little monkey because you climbed everything.
Yeah. I have like a 20,000 nicknames
in
my family.
Well, you were so cute. We had so many things that you did that were adorable. So
all right.
Those things.
All right. I love you. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.